This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio. Tell me what you think of it.
This is the Jeanette J. John
Show.
Jeanette
and
J.
John.
On Asian Pop Radio. Hello and welcome to another episode of What We Do Here. We hope you enjoy your stay. Choir. This is the Jeanette and J. John Show on Asian
Rob
Pop
is
Radio.
In a choir.
Rob,
hold on one
Rob
moment.
Is in a choir. Do you want to tell us about it, Rob? You're in a choir. Tell us about it. Go on.
A couple.
Do you eat just one sweet potato a day to achieve that K-idol look?
No, really don't.
Do you take magnesium tablets to expand your esophagus and windpipes?
I'm changing from the yes man to the no man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just
I love
no,
that
no.
song. You should give us a sample.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm just going to sit in the background and eat the dregs of chips that we've got in this bag.
And I'll remix it to, like, Skrillex or something.
I'm missing about another 2 to 3 people here.
You've got us. I'm ready.
I'll harmonize.
I've been a part of the RMIT Occasional Choral Society for several years.
Oh, my gosh.
How occasional?
They're actually pretty regular. They're actually pretty regular for an occasional choral society.
Regular choral society.
But more commonly known as rocks.
Do you get your rocks off?
Well,
does your socks are they on?
We've done that a couple of times actually.
We had a
cabaret show in Fitzroy called Get Your Rocks Off.
Did something else get off?
No.
No, it was a choral society.
No, like, were the ticket prices, were they sold out?
It was a pretty full gig, yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Did you go full Monty?
Sorry?
Did you go full Monty?
I love that you invited us.
I didn't go full Monty, no.
Thanks for the invite, Rob.
So that's been a lot of fun over the years, but also Men in Suits, who I'm sure some people have probably been accosted by throughout Melbourne City. They tend to disrupt commuters or people throughout the city just by singing some silly songs.
Okay.
About the man in a suit.
Right.
I didn't know you were part of the Genosphians.
What?
Oh, you don't know them? Oh.
You don't want to know them.
It's okay.
What was the real segment of today, children?
Well, I was going to ask you, have you had a particularly awkward stage moment? Because everyone's got a story. What's your story?
Morning Glory.
Did you wet your pants on stage once?
No.
Let out a fart, but then everyone smelt it?
No. Probably the most awkward one.
Have you done the worm?
No, I haven't. I haven't tried that.
Beep, beep, boop, boop,
I could see you doing the worm.
That would be an interesting performance.
You've got a very wormy body.
Oh,
wow.
I'm glad you check out Rob's body.
probably the most awkward stage moment I've probably had is when I suddenly got asked on the day of the performance to do one of the solo parts of piece, and that involved having a microphone, and that was the first time I'd ever had
solo.
Well, no, it wasn't my first solo, because I was also doing some solo singing as well. This was during high school. And they threw a microphone at me and said, okay, you're doing this, and that was absolutely frightening.
It's like a Disney movie.
I get what you mean. It's singing with when you have the microphone in your hand and then you have to sing. That is a heap of pressure.
It wasn't in my hand, fortunately. It was on a stand.
Well, you ruined the imagery.
But that would have been just as bad.
Juby, have you got an awkward stage moment?
Yourself. Being here.
This is not
just
a stage.
Standing in front of the mirror.
We try hard.
You've not had to be on stage before?
Oh, heaps of times. Yeah. Jay, have you not known who I am? That was non-English. I've been in musical theatre in high school. I've been...
Didn't ask for your life story.
I'm
just
sorry, but I'm just going to sell myself on radio and hope that someone's listening.
We all have a life story with these moments.
And in the studio, we keep our legs open.
Oh my god, yeah, I don't know why you keep
saying this. Mine's never closed. Anyway,
mine are closed.
I play instruments, I've been on stage, being just acting and singing and just literally just talking for a few minutes, and people seem to like it.
Oh, that's good.
But my stage fright would be every time. I'm nervous.
You're always
every
nervous?
Every time, yeah.
Mm. I'm always nervous when Jeanette and I are emceeing an event. I'm always
100%.
Panicked.
This is Jason Reed. It's like we've done it 12 times.
Well,
like.
Yeah. We practice over and over and over again and then just panicking the crap out of myself. I didn't do it. I wasn't like that this time, was I?
You were.
No. What?
Well, how could you be?
The Casa event.
Yeah.
I wasn't nervous.
This is you ready? Do we have to do the... Yeah. Do we do...
Wow. Shade.
But I get it. No, a lot of people, the way that they have like anxiety before they go on stage, my one is probably just... Really having
you
a blank mind. Yeah.
You go quiet.
He's like, this is me. It's like, we're going on in 10 minutes. I'll be like.
Because you guys would know listening that I virtually talk over Jeanette on the show every possible chance.
100%.
And I'm also mindful of not doing that when we're on stage because I want to make sure that you get to talk as well.
Yeah.
Because it's a bad radio habit. You feel like you need to fill dead air, right? It's a hard habit to get out of.
Yeah.
So then I'm saying to you, like, what do you want to do? What take the lead. Like,
what would you
like to do? You tell me what I should do. And you're like, I'm cool.
Because my brain is going on, like,
what do you want to do?
12 speed, and I cannot think. Like, I don't even know name is.
Let's change this around. What do you want to do, Jeanette?
What do you want to do?
What do you want to do?
I wanted to say my anxiety bit on stage.
What's your future with Asian Pop Radio?
Why can I do my anxiety? My one was funny.
You just stay quiet.
No.
Oh, okay. What's your thing?
So I'm not going to say what event it was, but we had some technical difficulties and we announced like the next act coming.
Right.
And it was just quiet. And I was like, oh.
What did you do?
I was with a co-host and he just ran out and he literally yelled out and like looked like he was frazzled and said, who farted? And I was like, that's it. I'm never going to be here again.
I think I was there. Yeah.
I was like, I'm never going to be here again.
That was a weird night.
Everyone hates me. And he was like, we just have some technical difficulties. I'm like, oh.
He was really weird. You carried him, by the way. Well, let's not say who it is.
But it was just a weird, I didn't know how to pick up from like, who farted? And it's like technical difficulties. We will be ready in 2 seconds.
I think that was at Fed Square, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, well, my awkward one was at Fed Square, and it was when it was the K-pop World Festival thing, like the
oh yeah, and you were the judge,
and I was a judge, and then I was with a whole bunch of Korean judges, so none of them spoke English; they were all speaking Korean, and I was panicked, and they were organizers like, "Don't worry, we'll tell you what you have to do. Just follow the lead; it'll all be okay." And I'm like, "Okay." And then I got up there, and I had no idea what I was supposed to do. And then David Park was up there, and was like, "Okay, so Jason, why don't you tell us a little bit about how the people were judged, and you know, and how did the scores work?" And I'm like,
"We wrote on pieces of paper."
I had no idea what to say, and then I was like, I don't have the winner's names. And he's like, you don't need to have the winner's name, I'm talking to you about how it was judged. And I'm like, oh my god, it was just so embarrassing.
You know, David Park, bless his soul, had the worst like moment when they said, can you fill in some time? And he's like, cool, you know, 5 minutes, whatever. No, it was like a whole 30 minutes.
Oh my god.
And that, so he just started dancing.
For 30
minutes.
He was
like, yeah, guys, whose favorite song is this? And was like, sister, touch it or some shit.
Good on him.
But like, that guy is on top of his feet.
He is.
This is me.
He's
I'll
very
be like,
confident.
Oh yeah, J Park abs.
We could all learn a lot from David Park. That's the take home message.
Or we can take home David Park.
Wow. Good. Okay. Hey guys, thanks for making us number one on Podomatic in the pop category. It's all down to you. We really appreciate it. Now, if you can keep sharing our podcast with your friends, subscribe to us on iTunes, and remember to rate and review. It will be nice and helpful. Don't forget you can download our app free via the App Store. Just go to Google Play or the iTunes Store.